From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. Many in Japan spend another night away from their homes after two large earthquakes. Tens of thousands of traumatized Japanese are spending a third night in evacuation centers as powerful aftershocks rock the southern main island of Kyushu. At least 41 people have died, nearly 2,000 have been injured since Thursday as a result of the strongest tremors. The quakes have collapsed buildings and bridges, triggered landslides, even derailed a bullet train. Early Sunday, rescuers were battling harsh weather conditions in a race to rescue as many as 100 people still trapped or buried under collapsed buildings in Kumamoto Prefecture. VOA's Steve Herman is there. He says Japan is accustomed to seismic activity.
There's really no area of Japan that over the long term is invulnerable to getting hit from big quakes. But what is quite surprising is to have such large damaging quakes in such quick succession in the same area.
Tens of thousands of police, medics, firemen, and self-defense force troops are involved in the rescue and recovery effort, which is being hampered by heavy winds and rain. The quakes have sent more than 90,000 people to evacuation centers at schools and local government buildings, according to officials. An active volcano in the area, Mount Aso, also erupted for the first time in a month, although Japanese authorities are saying the eruption was not linked to the quake. The historic Aso Shrine, more than 1,700 years old, suffered a great deal of damage. Part of a wall in the historic Kumamoto Castle also collapsed. Several buildings and a gate known as the Cherry Blossom Gate have collapsed entirely. One bright spot, the televised rescue of a baby carried out of debris. This is VOA News. Pope Francis says his decision to bring 12 Syrian refugees to Italy from Greece aboard his plane was a purely humanitarian gesture, not a political act. Francis told reporters Saturday as they flew home from Greece with the refugees sitting in the aircraft behind him that the idea came to him only a week ago from a Vatican official. He said he accepted it immediately because it was in keeping with the message of humanity that he wanted to send with his trip to the Greek island of Lesbos, a hotspot in Europe's migration crisis. Francis said all 12 refugees had their documents in order and that the Vatican would take full responsibility for them. The Vatican earlier said they consisted of three families with six children among them whose homes had been bombed in Syria. On the island, Greeks, refugees, and aid workers all welcomed the historic emotional visit by the head of the Catholic and Orthodox churches to the Greek island, the main entry point into Europe for hundreds of thousands of people fleeing war, poverty, and persecution. One of the migrants there likened his experience to what life might be like at the Guantanamo prison camp in Cuba.
In Moria camp, it's like Guantanamo because it's very hard. The life is very hard here. The policemen are very good. The people here are very good, but the situation are very bad, very hard. We are like in jail. You feel yourself like in jail.
Nicholas Somas, deputy mayor of the Lesbos village of Gira, called the visit Saturday by the Pope an honor, saying we have been through so much with the refugee crisis. About 100 people were permitted into an enclosed area in the port of Mytilene to see the Pope, among them Emilia Elena Latina, retired Supreme Court judge from Athens, who is Orthodox Christian. She says Francis has shown himself to be a man with an open spirit. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter said he will talk with his commanders in the coming days to identify additional ways the U.S. can intensify the fight against Islamic State militants in Iraq and Syria, including more airstrikes, cyber attacks, and American troops on the ground. He said the United States wants to do more in the fight and is only limited by our own ingenuity and ideas. Carter expressed confidence that the White House will approve recommendations, saying nothing he has asked President Barack Obama for yet in the conflicts has been turned down. Carter spoke with reporters at the Al Dhafra Air Base near Abu Dhabi, an important launching point for military operations against the Islamic State group in the region. His visit comes as the U.S. is considering moves to boost the number of American troops in Iraq, as well as other steps to help the Iraqis take on IS. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.